Okay. Anyway, it's bad bitch o'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Okay, is everybody back in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you feeling? Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feeling right now? It's bad bitch o'clock. What a tune this is. About damn time. I hate lateness. And there are people that are always late. Always unreliable. There are at least two friends of mine that I regularly make plans with. And I know every time they will cancel. So every time I make plans with them, I make alternative plans with someone else. And even if they come, they'd be like 2 hours late anyway. So I can always do both things. How do people operate like this? And why do people operate like this? Well, the answer is quite simple. The thought of doing something is always better than doing the thing. What have you ever done in your life that you've enjoyed more than the thought of doing it? Fraction of the things you've done, right? Because most things are disappointing. Most times with friends, you're just going through the motions. Why not cut out the middleman, like some of my friends do, and just never do any of the things you plan? You know, your life will be far happier. Actually turning up at the thing you've planned. What a hassle, you know? The whole thing, getting ready, getting transport, saying, hello, how you doing? What's the news? The news is always the same, isn't it? It's cyclical. My relationship is going well, then badly, then well, then badly. My family are alive, then dead, then alive, then dead. Work is good, then bad, then good, then bad. After a while, it's like, fuck this shit. Fuck it. I'm staying at home. I'm just spending my time making the plans rather than doing the plans. Doing the plan is always the letdown. If you are going to turn up by the things that you've planned, if you're going to make that crazy decision, turn up at the thing you've, you know. Here's the secret to having the best time. Arrive late. Arrive too late for the small talk. Arrive late so you don't have time to talk. A quick hello, a quick hug, and then leave. You've seen your friend or your family, you've shown them you love them, but you haven't spent so much time with them that you realise, as we all realise, that no one ultimately interests you. No one ultimately fires you as much as the thought of doing stuff in your own head. Because only in your own head is happiness. Only in your own head is love. And everything else is a disappointment. Take this podcast, for example. I had huge plans for this episode. It's like the 500th episode, if you include the trailer. It's the five. It was going to be profound. It was going to be a, you know, an amazing benchmark. 500. It was going to be funny, life-changing and moving. When in fact, it's just been okay. It's just been okay. So tomorrow, promise me one thing. It is the 500th episode, really, tomorrow. Very special episode. What I ask you to do for the very special 500th episode tomorrow, tune in only for the last few seconds when I say, as I always do, genuinely, lots of love. Or you know what? Just don't tune in at all. Because anything else will no doubt be a crushing disappointment. Lots and lots of love to you all.